This is Nature Notes, a Maine Naturalist afield. I'm Glenn Muddlehauser, an ecologist and naturalist with Maine Natural History Observatory.
So I'm Rich McDonald. I run a business called the Natural History Center. We do nature and adventure tours in Acadia, down East Maine, and beyond. This is such the typical early spring soundscape here. We've got lots of robins, mourning doves, blue jays.
So how did you get into being a naturalist?
My path started when I was probably, very little. My mom says when I was four, I would go out and play in our yard. I would talk to the trees. We lived in an area, there weren't immediate neighbors. So maybe I started a naturalist path then. But when I was 10, I had an opportunity to band ducks during migration on our property along the Niagara River and western New York. And that was very cool. And putting a wild animal in any kid's hand, there's this developmental age, kind of in the 8 to 12-ish range, that things kids are exposed to have a significant impact on their life. And it could be good for good or bad. And so for me, it was birds, and it was good. And then all through high school, I liked science, went to college for science, got out of college and got science jobs and was involved in acid rain research and climate research, and then started working part-time on a bird monitoring project on a preserve in Lake Champlain. And I never thought of his career as a naturalist separate from the science side of it until I moved to Maine, and jobs are hard to get in Maine. And so I finally got to a point and said, you know what, I'm just going to, after the fifth time I didn't get the job, I'm going to create my own job. I've always guided as a sideline to make a little extra money. And so I said, okay, I'm going to guide bird tours, hiking tours, canoeing and kayaking tours, in the winter cross-country ski tours. And weight them heavily on education about the natural world, bringing my science background to bear. And it's worked. And that was 2010. I've been doing it ever since. So that's my kind of full-time year-round gig.
Awesome.
Yeah. I still think maybe when I grow up, I'll become a scientist, a full-time scientist again. But at this point, maybe not. We'll see.
Yeah. Well, I'm in my 60s now and I still think, at some point I got to really decide what I'm doing.
Yeah.
It's like, no, I think I've hit that point.
Yeah.
Knowing what I'm doing.
Yeah. What you're doing. Yeah. What you're doing and what I'm doing is pretty good stuff.
It's just not traditional,
I guess.
Right. And it's like, well, that makes it even more awesome, I think.
It's not traditional in one sense, but in the sense of you've had one job now for 20 some years, you're traditional in that sense.
Yeah, exactly.
Having one job, but you've got a really cool job and I've got a really cool job.
Yeah. Yeah. And who wouldn't want to be out here on a morning like this?
I know.
And taking this all in, and I love all the unknowns too. You know, there's the identification unknowns or the challenges. There's also, the interconnectedness and the change bit. And there's so much to delve into, which I just
there absolutely love. Is.
And it is so complex.
You know, I've mentioned that I've been birding since I was 10. And to me, when I go hiking, I'm always birding, but it's not really birding as in, what bird is that? I got to add it to my list. It's more, it's a layer of that natural landscape that I'm exploring. And so I'm walking through the woods and I hear the mourning dove calling. Okay, I didn't hear it all winter and suddenly I'm hearing it. So, the mourning doves are starting to, establish territories. I'm hearing the robins, which, you had one or two all winter. Now on this walk so far, I've had at least eight. On the drive in, I probably saw 40 robins along the side of the road. So they're here and they're really excited. So it's telling that story that, the mating season's coming. And then it's going to get quiet again as they are sitting on the nest and don't want to draw attention to their young. So it's this layer of the natural story that when I'm walking in the woods and, you see the budding trees or the leafing trees or the flowering plants. And it's all part of the story of the natural world. And it's really cool just to have each of these layers add to the story. So it makes it a more robust story.
That was Nature Notes, a Maine Naturalist afield from the Maine Natural History Observatory. This program was produced by Glenn Muddlehauser. The theme music is Keeper of the Light by Hallie Pottle Parker, performed by Hallie Pottle Parker and Kate Pottle. For more information, you can go to mainenaturalhistory.org. You can find more episodes of Nature Notes on the WERU archive or wherever you get podcasts.